Good morning, Mincha. This evening will be at 6:30. Yesterday we spent some time discussing the practice to bow extra during this period of the year and how perhaps that could be a distraction and really we should focus on prostrating our hearts internally. Today we turn to a sentence which I was struggling to find something extra to say on. Mashanogim lit balel b'kol ram. There are those who have the practice to daven with a loud voice during this period of the year, presumably for the Amidah. Yesh levatel, but there is to nullify that practice. Ki yesh lit balel b'lachash kama b'chol hashana, for there is to pray in whispers like the rest of the year. V'yesh matirim, but there are those who permit like bia kol ma'at to raise your voice a little of Allah, but not a lot. And I wondered about this piece, what is there I could add a little extra to give it some color? And then I noticed the language itself offers a hint at where we could go. There is a repetition, a word that seems unnecessary, three times in this sentence. Mashnao gimlit palal b'kol ram. Those have the practice to daven with a loud voice. Yesh levatel. There is to abolish. What does it mean, there is to abolish? Yesh. Ki yesh, because there is, again, yesh comes up, lit palel balachash, v'yesh matir, no, there are those who permit a little. Yesh comes up three times, and I think perhaps there is a textual insinuation that we should think about yesh as substance here. Speaking, reflecting on yesterday, that true substance shouldn't be in an external, shouldn't be in aesthetics, but should be internal in ethics. Mashnogim lit palel b'koram, those who daven with a loud voice, yesh levatel, it is a substance that is nullified. It is a material aesthetic expression that doesn't achieve what we're looking for when we just pronounce, enunciate loudly. Ki yesh, because true substance, lit palel b'lachash, is to daven in a whisper, is to contain that energy in silence. The yesh, but that substance at this time of year, matirin, is unleashed, like bia kolo ma'at, if you raise your voice a little. There is flexibility to enunciate more, to focus more, to be more attentive to our liturgy, but not to channel it into an external aesthetic, even an oral aesthetic, because it distracts from the internal change that we hope to achieve at this time of year.